The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Let's help our producer, Messy Mikey, before he makes the worst decision of his life.
What?
The worst decision of your life. You don't even realize the bad decision that you are about to make. You have a dream, and it's the dream of a lot of people at some point or another because it sounds so romantic, but I don't think most people realize what a drag this really is.
It's a nightmare.
I don't think you realize how good my ideas are and how different and special this is.
I will agree with you that I don't know how good your ideas are. Okay, what do you got?
I had one of my epiphanies, and whenever I'm sitting there pondering by myself, usually my brain goes back to, Mikey, what are you going to do with your life? You got to figure this thing out.
We have all been asking that question about you.
Yeah. And there it is. The light bulb, it popped up, and I realized I'm going to be my own man. I'm going to open my own bar.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait to buy a drink there.
Hey, thanks.
He's only going to serve Miller High Life.
Just kidding.
I'm a big fan of the High Life. Champagne of beers, baby.
I am a big fan of following your dreams and your ideas, but I am also a fan of doing your research on it. So if you have ever opened up a bar or a restaurant and you had the same wanderlust that Messy Mikey has here also, because it does, so every time I go on a beach vacation, and I'm on the sand at one of those beach bars, and everybody's having a great time, I'm always like, you know, I am opening myself up a beach bar right in the middle of Atlanta. If you have ever opened up a restaurant or a bar and you had this idea, let Messy Mikey here know at least what he is in for if he really does pull the trigger on this dream. 1-855-BIRCHO. The things we don't see that you guys go through.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for that, can I tell you my ideas?
Please,
because this might change your mind.
That's what I wanted to ask as you were pondering, like, what does it look like?
I love your idea. I just want you to be prepared.
You don't even know my idea.
I know that you want to do a bar, and that's all I care about.
All right, here we go.
All I care about is your happiness.
Okay, here's the pitch. Mm-hmm. It's called Mikey J's Roadhouse.
Okay.
Two floors. There's no stairs. Only escalators, slides, and ladders. Okay?
That is a fun lawsuit waiting to happen.
Fun right off the bat, right?
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Here's my big idea. It's called Guess the Song for Free Beer. Whenever you walk in, you get a punch card. Oh, yeah. A big part of this idea is it's all a ploy for me to be able to play my own music all night. Okay. And people have to listen to it.
Okay.
If you guess 8 songs, you get a free beer.
Okay.
Pretty good?
All right. Nice promotion.
All right. Mean lady bartenders, I'm not that into it. But a lot of people like that, so we'll provide that.
Okay, like a Dick's Last Resort type deal.
Not that mean, but just kind of rude and off-putting.
Okay, all right.
Perfect. Yeah. I want to be hired.
Food made to order. Whenever I say that, like, you can get a handful of goldfish or you can buy a whole carton for the table.
I kind of like that idea.
The only lights in the joint are neon. Low maximum capacity. I think maybe 25 people max. That way you always know that this bar is not going to be packed and you will have a spot at the bar and it's going to be good.
I love that.
How's that?
Can I tell you that when my son and I were lucky enough to go to Japan a couple of years ago, they have these little bitty bars right next to each other and they only hold like 12 people each. It's fantastic.
Genius.
How do you make money that way?
You get heavy
because
drinkers in
there.
Because
that's an American concept.
No fancy beer, of course. We'll serve all the light beers. Like, it doesn't just have to be Miller Lite, but none of this fancy nonsense. Mm-hmm. people are sick of it. No rustic nonsense either.
So you're not going to have a specialty menu.
No, it's the classics.
Where your bartender's back there and he's mixing up things with bubbles and...
No.
Okay.
This is not craft beer.
If you want liquor, it's Sprite and vodka or Jack and Coke.
Okay.
Bush Light, Natty Light, Miller Light.
Bud Light.
Coors Light.
Frio.
Okay. People are buying into your dream because I'm getting no calls from people going, don't do it. Okay.
I want them over.
All right.
Here's a big one. Comfortable chairs. More benches. Stop with the benches.
Amen, brother.
We're going to have recliners. We're going to have couches. We're going to have swings. Oh, boy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
I'm curious. Out the gate, you said there's going to be no stairs, just an escalator, a slide, or a...
A ladder.
Ladder. Okay. But if this is a bar for only 25 people, why do you need two levels?
Fun on top, fun on bottom. Okay. You pick which one you want.
I've said that for the longest time, and I believe that to be true. How about a pull rope also? You know, like they have at ski resorts, if you're like just going on the training hill where it actually pulls you up, you can do that up to the second
floor. I like that. I'll take you one further. We're going to have a pulley system for humans.
I love it, Mikey.
You should have a quick down from second to first floor. You should get a fireman's pole.
I was thinking fireman's pole too. Bit of a liability, but... We're talking about a fun time here.
I mean, if we are throwing all the legalities out of it and all of the problems you are clearly going to have getting any kind of certification for your bar and any reality, it sounds like a dream.
Yeah,
because drunks on escalators, that's not a liability.
Escalator's the dangerous one?
You should just call the place liability.
I have to know now because you're calling it... Mikey J's Roadhouse. So is J the first letter of your middle name?
It is.
What is your middle name?
Jonathan. My dad always said Mikey's a J. also, last idea, way too many tables. You always need more tables. We have way too many.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
I'm. You know what? I would love to be the first patron at your bar.
All right. Okay. See ya. Turn them around.
We'll do the show from there.
Hey, okay. All right.
You're on The Burt Show.
We are on our very last day on how to get revenge that probably will not get you arrested. She is a comedian. She is also a lawyer. She is Ish. You can check her out on Instagram, on any social media platform at What The Ish. Okay, what do we got today? The grand finale today of revenge.
The grand finale. I love this one because it is completely anonymous, so no need to like run out and get some of those like gift cards that you're purchasing with cash and using a VPN. This is one of my favorite websites. They're called Pranks Anonymous. They have so much good stuff. They will send it absolutely anonymously. And my favorite thing is their glitter bomb, which is kind of a misnomer. It's more of a spring-loaded cannon of very, very fine glitter. This one's great. They send it to the mail. This guy's a dum-dum. He's going to get a package, not remember where he ordered it, and be like, oh my God, is this a drunk gift from past me? He's going to open it up, and it will cause the most chaotic mess wherever he opens it. And what I love about glitter is it is what I call the herpes of arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. Absolutely impossible to get rid of. And he will be finding, regardless of how much he cleans and cleans and cleans and cleans, he will be finding specks of glitter everywhere, all over his apartment for the rest of his entire life. And because Kristen loves a promo code, we do have one if you want to get 10% off of their glitter bombs. All they also have peace confetti and the poop emoji mixed with glitter. So if you use promo code REVENGE, then their prices are great. I highly recommend all of their stuff, but the glitter bombs are a personal favorite.
What's the website again, Ish?
Pranks Anonymous. Pranks.
If you go to the website right now, the very first thing they have on the landing page is send a glitter bomb to anyone 100%. Anonymously, we just released Glitter Bomb 3.0, and it's bigger and better than ever.
That is an insane amount of glitter-ish. WTF.
They sent me some samples a couple months ago. I just love these people. And they do some serious damage. It is like, I think like 6 or 7 grams of glitter. And I don't know if you've seen grams in other substances, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and read some of the other items for purchase. We are going to have to bleep some of this. Are you ready, Tommy? So there's the prank chocolate, and it's a giant chocolate, and it's a very phallic chocolate. And on the package, it just says, eat a d-.
Oh. Some people enjoyed that, Kristen.
Yeah. So I hear there's another one, and it says, hey, you eat a bag of d-. cakes, and then there's just a bunch of little ones in there.
How about edible chocolate pranks?
Yep, there's that one as well.
That's a bar right there, isn't
it? Wow. I want to know the person behind this website and what pushed them over the edge to start this. Mm-hmm.
Who hurt them?
His name is Kevin. He's a lovely guy. Chicago-based, good homegrown American, just out there doing the Lord's work for all of us.
So the pranks are anonymous, but the man behind the Pranks Anonymous website is not anonymous. His name is Kevin.
Yes. Last name doesn't have one. First name, Kevin. 10 out of 10 guy. Would recommend.
Oh, my God.
This is really a great website.
Yesterday, we were talking about sending political mail. I don't know if they still have it up, but they did have one for each political candidate that looks like it's a mailer sent from their team. So you send it from their guys, and then it is the giant chocolate piece that says eat it on it, which I did not use that many times back in November at all. Great effect.
If they're hardcore on the right or the left, that's going to be way worse than the glitter bomb. This is such good stuff. All right, pranksanonymous.com. You have been great all week. You got at least 5 great ideas for pranks that probably won't get you arrested. Ish, give all your social media one last big old plug because you did a great job this week.
Thank you so much. Remember, promo code on Pranks Anonymous for the 10% off is just revenge, all caps. And you can find me at what the ish on all social media platforms. And thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks for your time this week, Ish. Appreciate you.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Before me trying to protect the youth group from themselves, let me make this suggestion. You know, like how I think the best way to find a new show is listen to somebody that's seen the show and they give you the recommendation. I can't figure out why most of the country's not talking about The Hunting Wives on Netflix.
Oh, it's all over my algorithm.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's not on mine.
It's not on mine either, but okay. I'm watching it.
You really? Are? Mm-hmm. Okay, Katie, you watching it?
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend and I just started last night. Man, sucked into
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's so good.
It is so good. Right, I stayed up late.
You can't turn it off. And they're so good about leaving it hanging with one episode that it has to go into the next episode, keeping you up late at night.
Oh, the cliffhangers are good?
I hate them. It's really, really good. It's a murder mystery. It's got sex. It's got deception. It's got plot twists. And maybe it is in your algorithm.
Yeah.
Give it a try this weekend.
And it's got Dermot Mulroney looking like a silver fox. Yes. Sign me up.
What a dirtbag that guy is.
Yeah, I know. He's a dirtbag in the show, but he's pretty to look at.
The Hunting Wives on Netflix. I'm not getting paid to say that. I'm just telling you, it's damn entertaining. All right. I must be getting soft here because I am very concerned. There was a time where I was in radio where it was ratings at all costs. It cost me my marriage. So the youth group comes in with this idea a couple of days ago, and I'm in a very weird place here because I think it could be a very entertaining segment. Really good, and I don't want to take the edge away from it, but I am also now in my new sensitive phase, Burt 2.0, just very concerned that you guys are really going to get your feelings very hurt and it is going to mess up your friendships and your overall chemistry if we go ahead and we do this diss track thing, which we're going to do. I just think we need some parameters on it.
I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't a slight bit of tension between everybody over the last couple of days.
It's already happened.
We're all kind of side-eyeing each other, being like, "Who? What are you writing about?"
Yeah.
And I don't want to soften these segments so much that it's so G-rated that it takes the punch out of it, but I do want to try to protect you guys from each other. So I asked these guys yesterday, will you come in and just give us an example of a topic that might offend the person that it is directed to so they can sign off on it. All right. Just so we know that A, it's coming, and B, you're okay with anything that is said. Okay. We understand.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
I feel like you're wrapping us in bubble wrap right now. Like, I feel like you're just taking all of our, all of us and just wrapping the youth group in styrofoam.
That's what I have to do with your generation.
Oh. This is the wussification of diss tracks, and this is the gentle parenting of the youth group.
Right. You know, old me would have been, go at it, guys. Uh-huh. But I have been the recipient of something like this, and you guys are new to the industry. You're young, and I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I have made. All right, and the repercussions of that. So I don't want to ruin this. I just want to, what do I want to do? I just want to do as less damage as possible. Okay, so Jackson, what do you have? What is there anything in there that the other person should know about right now that is so concerning you want to tell them?
Gosh, this is hard. I'm more of a ask for forgiveness and not permission kind of guy.
Bro, that's my life.
So anything that hasn't explicitly been said in our group chat about things that are completely off the table, which is mainly four paragraphs from Rebecca.
We all had to sign an NDA.
We got to dive into the group chat.
Yeah. Rebecca was popping off in the youth group chat yesterday.
Oh, I want to know more about this.
Yeah, just, you know, a lot of like, take this off the table and this is no longer part of it. And I'm like, wow, you're leaving us with a whole lot of nothing. Okay.
The only thing we have left to make fun of is your green hair.
Yeah. So I don't know how many like kind of necessarily controversial things. This has actually ended up being a much more difficult exercise than expected. Mikey and I sat for about 2 hours yesterday and came up with a whole load of nothing.
I'm just saying brace them. I'm not saying even water it down. I'm just saying brace them for what's coming.
Okay, I'll say something that's for Rebecca that she and some other people in here will know, but maybe not everyone else will. And it's one word. Mm-hmm. SpaghettiOs.
Oh my God! Please, 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 I'm begging you, please let it put it in the diss track.
That is not what I expected you to say.
That's already public knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's on the table.
You can do it.
On the table.
Yes.
All right. So there's something about SpaghettiOs that is going to cut deep.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's so good.
Rebecca, your turn. Is there anything that you would like to address with anybody just to get the final green light so nobody gets their feelings hurt?
I really only have one question, and that's, can I call Jackson Kim Jong Ew. Yes,
that is fine.
That is fine. All right. Green light.
That's all I've written so far.
Amber, okay. Is there anything in here you would like to warn somebody that it's coming?
There is a very good chance that I'm going to be mentioning Abby's appropriation of blackface. She comes in, Abby. Other day, she comes in, Keisha. So we're going to talk about that.
This is her Tanner you're talking about.
It's not me. It's Saint-Tropez, the Tanner.
Yeah, we do need to qualify that it is the Tanner for that.
Yeah. Every other day, she doesn't come in here with blackface. This is the Tanner.
I hate where this is going. Okay, So I have one for Jackson that I don't want to give the specific topic because
wait a second, before we move on, are you okay in blackface?
She loves it.
You are more than welcome to make a blackface joke at my expense. Anything for you, Amber. The only thing I feel like I maybe need permission for, but I feel like you're not going to care, but it's sort of towing the line, Jackson. I can't give the topic because I feel like you're going to say immediately no if I give you the topic, but there is something I know about you that I think only one other person in this room knows, and I have a really fun punchline that I want to use.
Are you Nardwar? Like, what do you have on me?
Nothing. You admitted it freely.
I did.
So I feel like it's fine.
He admitted it on the podcast?
No, he admitted this in the
privately.
In the
oh, okay.
Yeah, semi-privately.
Well, that you're not giving me a whole lot to work
no,
with.
No, I know,
here.
But if I it won't be funny if I give the topic
you're
right
still
now.
You're the person that knows.
You.
So I guess the question is if it was up, it was in the group chat of your guys.
I've sent it to Rebecca, mm-hmm. and it's the last line.
Yes. Okay, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. I can't give the topic because then it won't be funny.
What's your take on it?
I think he'd be fine with it.
I really think you're going to be fine with it, but it is kind of like, it's a good mic drop moment.
It's towing the line.
Towing the line for sure.
If I had to put an order on the people, the youth group, that the opportunity to get offended is the least amount, I'm guessing it's you and Mikey.
Mm. Yeah, I have basically said everything is on the table minus some like very private things, but like you guys all know that and are staying away
why?
From it.
Why? Because
yeah.
they're men?
No, it's because they're Mikey and Jackson.
It has yeah. nothing to do with your family. It has nothing to do with your girlfriend's family or that one thing I make a lot of jokes of that every time you come on air, you say, don't make a joke about that. And I have to go, okay.
Sure, have at it.
But if you do want to go down this road, let's go down this road. I do think that dudes take jokes and takes insults differently than women do.
It depends on who the deliverer is.
Right. And what's said, but as a general rule, I think guys show love with how deeply their insults are. Like if we're insulting each other, love you, man.
Also, to be fair and to give them credit, I joke around with them just like I do with any of my dude friends and maybe hurt a couple feelings along the way, but everyone takes it in stride, so I think we're okay.
Women, they're just like men.
Except we're not.
So you're saying it's on the table?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
You're going to regret that.
Katie, why don't you go here?
All I have to say is, Mikey, there may be or may not be a mention of BBWs.
Oh!
What's BBW?
Just look up a Drake song, Abby.
That's good.
Abby, that's like the widest thing you've ever said.
Abby is Googling right now. Hold on for react. Wait for reaction and...
There's no reaction.
As someone who does tanning blackface, you should know what it's
doing. I know.
She has safe search on.
Wait. Is it like a kink specifically with...
What are you asking me for?
It's in reference to you.
Do you want to Google it before? And this is going to be towards...
So can I just tell you what the Google search, what came up when I said define BBW?
Yeah.
It just said big, beautiful women.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Right, continue to search.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Mikey.
All right. This one's a little risky, but I just couldn't resist. I have such a good idea for it. It's going to sound mean whenever I say it right now, but just wait for the final product. Rebecca, speech impediment.
Oh, oh come on.
How could you do this to me?
No, it's fine. You can joke okay. about my tongue, my speech impediment. All just right. not what happened to her.
Got it. So it's all on the table. This is the last disclaimer. You guys know what you're getting into. There is no questions. You're not going to be able to walk away from this going, oh, I never saw that coming. You guys have agreed. You have okayed it all come Monday.
There's going to be some stuff that they don't see coming, but yes, for the most part, yes.
Okay.
Let's burn a bridge.
We're good, we're good, we're good.
We're good.
We're good.
For now.
We're good for diss tracks. Diss tracks on Monday.
The Bird Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let me ask you guys a question here. I didn't see it going in this direction online, but it did. And let me open it up to you guys that are listening live here. What did your sibling tell you when you were younger that you didn't realize was them just messing with you? And it took you years to find out. Because the ones I saw online are really, really funny. Most of them come from big brothers. Bigger brother, well, like older brothers.
I was an older sister and I tormented my brother.
Okay, so let me give you guys a couple of examples. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Janae Markham wrote, when I was younger, I babysat my cousin's daughter. I had her convinced for a year that my sister's real name was Loser.
Hey, Loser. Bye, Loser.
My brothers also thought it would be funny to teach me that cows were horses and horses were cows. I think I made it to pre-K or kindergarten before someone corrected me. All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Some I found online. Oh, man. My father fought in World War II and brought back a huge old book written in German script and a German officer's cap. My older brother told me that our father had stolen those from Hitler and that the Nazis were looking for him.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time the doorbell rang, he told me that it could be them. She still makes me want to smack
him. Oh, my God.
Awful.
That's trauma-inducing.
I told my sister she was adopted. I think this one is largely popular here. There was a large family down the street. I told her because they had so many kids and my parents didn't want me to be alone, they adopted her.
Oh, my God.
I told my sister she was adopted. And we look exactly the same, like red hair, freckles. And I was like, you're adopted. And I had her believing it for at least 6 months.
Born very premature. Was always small, shorter than others my age, and my older brother overheard my mom and the pediatrician talking about how I'd most likely always be smaller. After the appointment, he had me convinced that my head would keep growing, but my body wouldn't. And I'd end up falling over constantly.
Oh, no. You're like your own bobblehead.
I love it so much.
That one's funny.
I love it so much. My older sister told me the black flecks in vanilla ice cream were black pepper. I think she said it because our mom almost always only bought vanilla ice cream, and I refused to eat it because I hated pepper as a kid, so she was thinking there would be more for her.
That's genius. That's
smart.
Not mad at that.
The mannequins in department stores were really people encased in plaster.
No. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Ashley, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. So my big brother used to tell me that I was lucky because he had killed all of his other baby sisters and he let me live.
Are you kidding?
That's a little intense.
You think?
At what point?
Can't make that up.
No, I wouldn't want to. At what point did you realize that there were no other siblings and he had just made the whole thing up?
I would say when I had that DNA search. I'm just kidding. Probably, I don't even know. Maybe like fifth grade, I figured it out.
Dang. That's just cruel. And how much older? How much older was he than you?
Oh, he's almost 3 years older. And I was like five when he told me that.
That's terrible. Why am I laughing? These are terrible.
He needs to see a therapist.
Bethany, good morning. How did your sibling mess with you? What did you believe?
Oh, my older sister used to tell me that if I stood in front of the microwave while it was microwaving, I would glow in the dark.
Okay.
I believed it for years. Like, as a little kid, I would, she said she actually caught me trying to see if I'd glow in the dark.
Light bulb. So she literally is forcing cancer upon you as a joke.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's fun.
Are these taking a different turn than you expected?
Way darker. Well, it was like that grandma that called the other day.
Yeah.
That said she was telling her kids.
That you're only allotted 600 sneezes in your life. So every time one of her grandkids sneezed, she's like, was that 599? Because the next one, your head's going to explode and confetti's going to go everywhere.
Yeah, this was the call from a couple of days ago. Hey, Susan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I told my grandkids they can only sneeze 600 times in their life. So every time they sneeze, always ask them, is that $599? Because I told them that on the 600th time, your head explodes and confetti goes everywhere.
What is the matter with you?
What
is the matter with you? So they're holding that
snake. Seed bumps for crocodiles that crawled across the road and got painted over.
See, this is old school grandparenting right here, man. This is the good stuff.
Yeah. So you should keep some in your pocket so when you go to Target and Walmart and they start acting up, you throw some confetti in the floor and say, see?
So these kids are going to be holding in their sneezes, thinking their heads are going to blow up when they're in school.
Listen, we love and appreciate Susan. She's obviously a P1 because she called in. But if you could have seen Cassie's face when she said that your head will explode on the 600th.
Grandmas are running the 50s and 60-year-olds. Man, that's old school right there. All right, Amy, good morning. Your sibling messed with you how?
No, I mess with her. So I told her that the stock photos, the picture behind all the pictures in the house where our kids there would run away. So I said that she was next. So she would go and look behind all the pictures and she would think that they were our siblings.
You guys are terrible. It's terrible. Darius, how could you? Tell him what you did.
So I convinced my baby brother that he's disabled. Because everybody had two buttholes, but he only had one. It was amazing. He believed it for 13 years.
13 years!
That's wild!
He thought everybody had two buttholes. Darius, you're my favorite. Thank you for calling.
It's amazing. Thank you.
All right, here is Jamie. Jamie, how did you mess or get messed with when you were a kid?
I told my brother that poison ivy vines would get flowers, and they were my mom's favorite. So he picked a whole bunch of them and ended up in the hospital.
No.
You guys can't even laugh about that.
No.
Favre, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Morning. My brother, anytime we passed by a cemetery, he would tell me that if I didn't hold my breath, that all of the dead people's spirits would get inside of my body.
Okay. And you're how old at this time? At this point?
Probably 8.
Okay.
He was 5 years older, and I feel like subconsciously I still hold my breath going back to cemeteries.
Girl, I do too.
Me too.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know. I go past the cemetery, and I try to, and I'm like, and I literally hold it until I get past, and then I don't know where I got it from, and I don't know why, but I do it.
I wonder if there are people listening right now that are like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one that did that, because I've never heard that before.
It's weird. You learn it as a kid. And if you go through a yellow light, you kiss your hand and tap the roof.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yep. Yeah, I've learned that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, good morning. How were you messed with as a kid?
So this was actually from my dad. He used to tell me that I was hatched from an egg that was left on the back doorstep in the garage.
And that came from your dad?
Yep.
Okay.
I think our dads would have gotten along. Mine used to tell me I was a blue light special test tube baby from Kmart.
Oh, wow. No way.
Yes.
Why from Kmart?
But because
of blue light specials.
And Kmart used to have like diner areas, and my grandparents and parents just loved eating at Kmart.
Interesting.
From online, my older brother would tell us where there were evil leprechauns living in the woods next to our house. He said they would hide there and jump out and bite your feet as you walked by. It scared me enough to avoid playing in the woods for a couple of years. My older brother told me that if I stood too close to the conveyor belt at the supermarket checkout, it would catch me by the hair and pull me through and squash me flat. I used to think that about escalators when I was a kid.
Yeah. But they not?
No, they don't. I haven't seen one.
Yes, they do. That's true.
But if you get like your shoelace in the escalator, it will just bring you all the way around and I will be flat by the time I come back.
That's a low-key fear of mine.
It's still?
Yeah.
Will you still jump? Like I used to jump on the last couple of steps of the escalator for fear of that happening.
I won't jump. I'll do a big step.
We never had spare change or money as kids. We did our chores, but no allowance was given. I told my younger brother that when the ice cream truck was playing music, that meant the ice cream was all sold out. He was 5 years younger, and he believed me. I think we've heard that one
before. Yeah, I've seen that circulating online.
All right, don't mess with your siblings.
Hey, The Burt Show.